But today is the 30th of August, and joining me this morning to share something about this day in history is breakfast producer Rebecca St. Clair. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Nick.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Excellent. Are you ready for a fantastic segment?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's going to be fun.
Excellent. All right. So what have you learned about today in history?
On this day in 1797, author Mary Shelley was born. She is best known for penning Frankenstein, which is, fun fact, the last name of the doctor who created Frankenstein and not the monster.
Ah, common misconception by some. Have you seen any of the Frankenstein movies?
I saw the recent one. Oh, God, who was it with?
Was it Van Helsing with
Hugh
Jackman? Because I really like that.
There's I, Frankenstein.
Oh, I didn't see that.
The newest one, yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
That's good. All right. What else did you learn about this day?
On this day in 1963, a telephone hotline was established between Washington, D.C. and Moscow.
Of course. So this would have been during the Cold War, wouldn't it?
Yep. This was when the Cuban Missile Crisis almost led to an active nuclear war. The hotline was only first used in 1967 during the six-day-long Arab-Israeli War.
Wow. So, of course, the Cuban Missile Crisis, you know, could have been the end of the whole world. You would think they would have, like, a telephone between those two places connected a little bit earlier, you know, not wait till everything was going to blow up.
Yeah, I feel like it would have been really helpful during the crisis, just ring them up, yeah. Like, hey, did you launch nuclear missiles?
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay, cool.
So easy now, they'd just be on WhatsApp, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, we're fine, man. Calm down.
It's fine, it was just a glitch, it's all good.
Just a glitch. Oh, whew, scary thought. What else happened on this day?
On this day in 1983, Grant S. Wilford Jr. was the first African-American astronaut who travelled into space.
And what was he doing while he was up in space?
He was a mission specialist aboard the Shuttle Orbiter Challenger. While aboard, he helped measure the effects of space travel on humans while helping to operate and launch satellites. He completed 98 rotations of Earth in 145 hours while he was at it.
That is a very quick way to travel around the world. Must have been pretty intense. Not much more I can say about that, really, except I don't want to go to space. Don't send me there. Anything else happen in music? Because we love to end on a bit of music.
Apple Records, not the one owned by the people who own the iPhone, released their first single in the UK in 1968. The company was actually created by the Beatles and was successful for many years.
Yes, of course, and famously Beatles songs available for a very long time, not available on iTunes. They're one of the big names because of a name dispute, would you believe? But should we take a listen to one of their first tracks? What were they?
So on the vinyl album, the A side was Hey Jude, with the B side being Revolution, because this was back in the heyday of two-sided vinyls.
Of course. Lovely, lovely warm sound I hear they give off. Well, I think we wanted to play Hey Jude, didn't we? But in light of our little glitchy situation, that might be a bit long. So do you reckon we should go with the B-side?
Yep.
This is Revolution by the Beatles.